Yeah. Okay, so the third reading of Parshas Kisisa goes back to the events of Erev Rosh Chodesh El, before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the third time. And kind of this goes back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu has these conversations with Hashem. The last thing before this conversation, which is not the last thing before this reading, is Hashem telling the Jewish people that I'm not going to be going with you. It's too close for comfort. It's not going to work. I'm going to send an angel with you. You'll be led. Everything will work out, but it's not going to be in a straightforward fashion. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not happy with that. And that's where the conversation of today's reading of Shlishi opens. Vayemir Moshe el Hashem. Moshe says to God, Re'ei, now see here. Ata oimer elai, you are saying to me, Hal esa'om hazeh. You're saying to me, you're telling me, lift these people up. You're giving me jobs, right? Va'ata loy hoidaitani es asher tishlachimi. But you have not informed me. You didn't tell me who you're going to send with me. Va'ata amarta, and you did say, yadaiticha v'shem. You'll know me by name. V'gam matzasichem be'inoy. And you said that I found favor in your eyes. So you said I'm going to know you by name, and you said that we're going to have this great relationship. And in the meantime, you have not informed me. You didn't give me any details. You didn't tell me who we're going with. And you also haven't told me. You told me I'm going to know you by name. And you told me I'm finding favor in your eyes. Like something's not adding up here. So let's take a look in Rashi, try to figure this out. What exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So the first difficulty is, what does it mean, see? What does that mean? How can you say to God, see? Is it things God sees, God doesn't see? What does that mean? So Rashi says that over here, the word re'e, see, does not mean see, literally, but rather, tein einecha v'libcha al dvarecha. Place your eyes and heart to your words. Ata imir elai, you are telling me to lift up this nation, I should lead them, but how could I do that? Va'ata lo yehoidaitani, you have not told me who you're going to be sending with me. In other words, how can you command me to take this nation? You didn't even tell me who's going to go with this nation or how we're going to successfully do this. Asher amarta, for you did say, hine anochi shaleach malach, I'm going to send an angel, and this angel is going to watch you and guard you and bring you to the place that I've promised. So Rashi finishes off his commentary by explaining, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ein zu hoida'a she'ein ani chavetz ba. This is not the information I've been looking for. So you wanted to tell me that your Shekhinah is not going to be really with the Jewish people, but rather be an angel that's sent, and the angel will take the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that information you gave me, that's not going to work. Like that information where there's going to be an angelic force with you, but it's not going to be the presence of Hashem. Moshe says, that information doesn't work for me. So you haven't given me information I can work with, and the information you did give me is not effective. Okay, so what does Rashi say here? What is the meaning of re'e? What does it mean, see here? What does it mean? See. So see means kind of ten einecha v'libecha, kind of let's focus on this. What does it mean? It's very strange. Put your eyes and heart. It's as if Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to draw God's attention to something. I mean, in general, these conversations are very strange. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to God as if you were like strange. Anyway, we're gonna try to figure this out as in the course of the next couple of minutes. Now, Ibn Ezra says, Re'e means, look at the predicament you put me into. But that's what he says, like, look at the Sarah. You told me you'll take the people. I don't know who I'm going with. I'm kind of flying blind. This is not going to work for me. The Sepharno says, it means don't conceal your face from me. But that's not what Re'e means. Re'e means you should see. The Sepharno kind of inverts it. Now, what the Sepharno is saying is more intuitive. Hashem, he's saying, Hashem, don't conceal your face from me. The problem is, in the Chumash it says, Re'ei. Reb Sadia Gaon says it's like a euphemism. It says you know everything. So it's not really like see. It's like you know everything already. You see everything. You're all knowing. But again, the problem, of course, is that the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says re'ei, you should see. And so Rashi's only way to explain that was ein chavli bechel, your eyes and heart. We're going to come back to this because it really requires elucidation. V'ata amarta yudaticha b'shem. Moshe Rabbeinu continues to say, you said I would know you by name. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem. Hikarticha misha'or b'nei Adam. God said to Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, you told me that I would be singled out from others. In other words, that you would designate our relationship, b'shem chashivus, you would grace it with a certain prominence. Sha'arei amartali, you said to me, hini anochi bo lecha ba'av ha'onan. You said, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of that cloud, of that smoke. V'gam b'cha yaminu lo'ilam, and they're going to believe in you. So you told me that I would occupy a special position. Well, if I'm going to occupy a special position, then this what I have now is not going to work for that special position that you promised me. According to Ramban, you told me that I will have a special position. Conversely, you told me that there's going to be a malach who goes with me. But I don't know what a malach is. I never get the rest of the story. The Daza Kanim says something very interesting. He says, we know that a person in Eretz Yisrael always has a malach with him. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, how about till we get to Israel? And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, never gets to the land of Israel. So he says, what about along the way? You didn't tell me who's going to go with us from there. And that kind of lines up very interestingly with Yaakov Avinu's dream of the angels going up and the angels going down, with the angels of Eretz Yisrael. Can I continue to accompany Yaakov in his journey outside of Israel, but new angels that are coming? So there is this idea of angels accompanying us, or a special spiritual force accompanying us. We're in the Holy Land of Israel. At any rate, the Sepharno says, I know, Moshe says, that the Malach is going to be in Israel, but I don't know what will be up until that point. And you, after all, promised me and told me that I'm going to know you by name and that we're going to have this very, very special relationship. And Moshe says, I don't see the special relationship. And so what is Moshe asking? So this is all like setting the stage. And in verse 13, Moshe makes the request. Va'ata, and now, im no matzas yichim beinecha, if only I have found favor in your eyes, ha'idiyeni no estrachecha, let me know your way. Ve'idoacha, and let me know you. L'man emtzachim beinecha, so that I may find favor in your eyes, ure'ei ki amcha ha'goy hazeh. And you will see, it will be seen, that this nation is your nation. Okay, what does this mean? Va'ata. Va'ata, Rashi says, if I found indeed favor in your eyes, what I'm asking you is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised already, you promised this earlier. You said I found favor in your eyes. Says Rashi, im emes, if it's true, shematzah sichein beinecho, that I have found favor in your eyes, if so, ha'di'eini no estrachecho, then show me your ways. So then tell me, you told me I found favor in your eyes. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean to find favor in your eyes? In other words, the language Rashi uses is, what reward awaits the one who finds favor in your eyes? But practically speaking, what does it mean? What does it mean to have favor in your eyes? Like explain it to me. I don't know what that means. So I will know you so that I find favor in your eyes. This is how we have to understand the pasuk, says Rashi. Reveal for me your ways, and once you reveal for me your ways, va'eda bezu midas tagmolecha, then I will know your measure of recompensation. I'll know what it means, how Hashem reacts or rewards what the measure of God is. And in that case, I'll know mahi, what it is. Metzias chein shematzasi beinecha. You want to know what something is, you have to know what it engenders. So what's going to be the result of this? You're going to get such and such. So what does that mean? How do you practically define? You say, I'm going to get such and such on a practical level. So what does that actually mean? Up until now, it's not going to say hyperbole, but it's words. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't have a clarity. Give me the parameters. What is it? That I find favor in your eyes. So when Moshe Rabbeinu then says, so that I find favor, what he means to say is, what's the value of finding favor? What's the reward of it? Where does it take us? What does it mean? And see that this nation is your nation. So look, the first part of the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you said I found favor in your eyes. Explain that to me. What does it mean? What are the parameters? The second part of the pasuk is speaking about the nation. He says, this nation is yours. What's the connection between the first part of the verse and the second part of the verse? So obviously, what Moshe Rabbeinu must be saying to Hashem is, since God promised that he will show Moshe Rabbeinu, this idea of finding favor, and since the idea of finding favor, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know what that means on a practical level. So Moshe Rabbeinu now goes on to say, you shouldn't say that the reward, that the answer is, you know what it means, Metzias Chayin? It means I make you for a great nation. Now I'm going to leave this nation behind. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I don't want that. That's not the answer I'm looking for. I want to know what it means that I find favor in your eyes, but don't tell me it means that the nations will be created from you. That's not what I want. The Es'ele, Tazev, and these you will abandon and leave behind. But rather, Ki Amcha, Heim, Mikedem. They are your nation from times bygone, to begin with. The Im, Bahem, Timas, and if you will spurn them, then I have no way of knowing that my seed, my progeny, will be able to remain connected. And therefore, tell me the reward that this nation will receive. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu here is in a very, very unusual kind of position. On one hand, Hashem said, you'll find favor in my eyes. I'm going to go and build another nation. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to know what that means. But here he has to emphasize, it's not what we said earlier, that I build another nation from my seed, but rather because this nation is your nation. So we're not talking about abandoning this nation. On the contrary, this nation has to remain committed and connected. And I want to know what it means, that there's an idea of Metzias Chayin. Rashi does mention now, take the opportunity to point out, Rabbi Seinu Droshu b'Meseches Brachas. Our sages explain this idea in Meseches Brachas in a very different way. The Gemara talks about it. But why do bad things happen to good people and vice versa? B'ani li'yashiv ha'makroes alofneihem b'al-sidim basi. I come here simply to make the verse, set the verse straight. Just try to explain to you the very, very simple, straightforward, rubric of the conversation. That's all I'm coming. So that Rashi says, I know there's many interpretations, and there's all kinds of there's tremendous profundity and depth included in the words. However, this is not my mission, not my job. My job, my self-imposed mandate is just to give you the gist of the conversation in the simplest way. So from Rashi's perspective, in a straightforward manner over here, Moshe Rabbeinu saying to God, you told me I'm going to find favor in your eyes. I don't know yet which angel is going with me. I don't have the details of this journey, number one. Number two, I still don't understand the meaning of Metzias Chayin, and I don't want it to mean that you're making a new nation for me, but rather, along with this nation, that this nation will remain your nation, and now explain to me, what is Metzias Chayin? What does the concept of God finding favor in his eyes, what does it mean? This is a tough conversation. It's like it's very hard to understand. You're getting a window into one of the most profound conversations in history, right? This is Moshe Rabbeinu and God having this give and take, and the Torah like lets us in on it, gives us a window, but it's very hard to really grasp, understand, and appreciate fully. I think maybe this will help though. So let's take a look. Rebbe sees within the framework of eyes and ears. Eyes and heart. The Rebbe sees within that as something very meaningful. There's a real message over there. Let's take a look on page Shin Chav Dalet, Simud Lamed Tes, and hopefully this commentary from the Rebbe will will shed light on the Rashis. Okay, so the Rebbe begins by noting that we have to better understand the expression that Rashi invokes here. Biur ha-signan, to explain the very unusual, signan ha-charig, the very unusual syntax, ten eincha ve-libcha al-dvarecha. Place your eyes and your heart to your words. In other words, on a straightforward level, what Moshe Rabbeinu is bothered with is, so what is the sum total? What's Hashem says he's going to forgive the Jewish people? On the other hand, he said he's not going to be with the Jewish people in the same way it was before. So where are we? Where are we holding? Okay, so this is what happened. This is what you said. What does this mean now on the go forward? And for strangely, Rashi uses this very unusual expression. He uses this exceptional, framework of eyes and heart. Ten eincha v'libcha al-dvarecha. So the Rebbe suggests that kavanas Rashi, that the intention here of Rashi is lirmeis bekach, to intimate lahavtachas yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'negeya lebeis HaMikdash, with regard to the temple in Jerusalem, the house of Hashem that was built by King Solomon b'Shlomo HaMelech. With regard to the Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech's prayer, which is found in the Book of Kings, is V'hoya eini v'libi shom kol hayamim. God said, my eyes and my heart will be there all the days. Kilomar, in other words, Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedi v'atzmei, that God, the Holy One, blessed be He, in His honor and glory, Yishkein bebeis hamigdash tamid. He will always, his presence will always be in the Jerusalem temple, in the sanctuary. Gam bizman shebnei Yisrael einam noyhagim karoi. Even in a time when the behavior of the nation is inappropriate. In other words, God's promise to Shlomo HaMelech and the Jewish people was when he wanted to say that he is going to be with them regardless of different circumstances, even if they don't behave properly, even if it's unwarranted and maybe quite the contrary, that Hashem says, I'll be there kol hayomim, the expression that the scripture uses, v'hoyo eini, my eyes, v'libi, and my heart will be there kol hayomim. In other words, so if we are to say that eyes and heart in the biblical framework represent a continuous and almost unconditional connection of Hashem and the Jewish people, even when they don't behave properly, so then this then would be what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying when he says, Re'ei, see here, I cannot have a situation, we cannot accept this idea that God will be with us as long as we're with God. As long as we behave, God is with us. What happens when we don't behave? Where do you see God's presence with the Jewish people? When they do behave or when they don't behave? When they do behave, why shouldn't Hashem's presence be there? The novelty, the chiddush, is that I love you when you don't behave. Havtocha zu mahave chizuk l'drishas shel Moshe kan. So Moshe then was not just saying, see here, it's not just poetic license. From the way that Rashi understands it, when he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Re'ei, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodeo v'atzma yitztaref l'bnei Yisrael b'masom, that God Almighty Himself should be with the Jewish people at all times, v'lo yistapek b'shlichus malach bovad. It should not be enough to have an angel who is going to be there with them. Now, why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu He's going to send an angel? He says, because I am not going to stand for the Jewish people's rebelliousness. And if I'm going to be with them all the time, and they'll rebel, then there's going to be consequences. So better Hashem says, I remove my presence. Instead, there'll be an angel with them. And the angel will have more patience than the presence of God. It's going to be less egregious a sin if God's presence is not with them than if they're going to behave inappropriately when Hashem's presence is with them. So this is, Hashem is making our situation a little lighter, a little easier. It lowers the stakes. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem, that's not what we're looking for. What Moshe Rabbeinu asks for is, Re'ei ata imir alai. Allah, you telling me that I should take this nation? Here's how I want to take the nation. That the Re'ei Rashi says the emphasis, ten ein chavalib chadvarecha. That these words, that this is your nation, that these words that you will be with us, that will be your eyes and heart. Which, as we see in the book of Kings, means that Hashem will be with the people even when they don't behave appropriately. So this becomes, I think, a little bit of a matrix to understanding what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. Hashem has forgiven the Jewish people. What's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking about now? He forgave them. Okay, bad behavior, it's over, it's behind us. What's the next thing? What's he worried about now? The next sin. So what happens next time? In other words, it's not enough to obtain pardon for what happened. What's required now is to ensure that in the future, when things go wrong, that we're not going to end up in the same situation again. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "Ten ein chava libcha al dvarecha," that this idea that Hashem's presence will be with us, that it should be with us continuously, always, even when the behavior is not appropriate. When you see it through that prism, the rest of the conversation, what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for, kind of starts to make sense. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm with you. Your presence. You're giving me metzias chein. Metzias chein, to find favor. It cannot be the reality of when we're behaving right, because if it's only when you're behaving right, it's not really metzias chein. That's the sum total of this interaction. It's a good interaction. In different words, maybe like this. When people write a contract, the contract is not written for a good day. The contract's written for a bad day. On a good day, it's a good day. Everything works. What happens if things don't work? The marriage contract is not for when everything is hunky-dory. The marriage contract is supposed to work when things are not the way they're, when they're not good. Love me forever means even when it's not the way it should be. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, forgive the Jewish people, and we have Metzias Chein. Okay, very nice. So what does that mean? Metzias Chein has to mean that even when we're not finding favor, we're still finding favor. Why? Because you love us. Anyway, that's the little bit I could share for this morning in trying to make some sense out of this very, very unusual conversation. And I want to emphasize as we conclude that I think we understand like something, like a what they call the tip of the iceberg of what was going on here between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu.
So is God with us today or is God not with us?
Well, clearly God is with us. Clearly.